Conclusion. Congratulations, you've reached the end of the podcast, but your work is not done. It is time to actually put the ideas into practice. You will recall that according to the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, simply by the virtue of being born, all of us are inherently entitled to certain rights, regardless of race, ethnicity, gender, sexual orientation, social class, or political affiliation. And now that you're aware of these rights and freedoms, you should be able as a citizen to first, demand and pursue, with support of international standards and laws, the realization of your rights and freedoms as human beings. Second, hold to account those who violate these rights. Third, promote your rights and freedoms. And fourth, compel the government to remain committed to its international obligations. Simply by taking this course, you have already taken the first step in trying to hold the government accountable for its international obligations. The knowledge you gained will help you pave the way forward from awareness to action, whether that be through formal mechanisms like the United Nations, or by organizing an advocacy campaign or implementing a shadow reporting project. Remember, whichever course of action you choose to pursue, always keep your safety and the safety of your fellow citizens in mind as you move forward. You play a significant role in securing human rights and understanding the international standards and mechanisms for helping in this process is important. They serve as a benchmark by which to measure the government and find solidarity in the difficult struggle to realize those rights. You can act as a much-needed check to keep government transparent and accountable to citizen needs and concerns, especially when it comes to protecting social, economic, and human rights. For more detailed information on international human rights standards and Iran, as well as other case studies and background for this course, visit www.nabs-iran.com.